Blog Talk Radio.
Let's play some music. surrounding me, let it break. At your name, still. Call the sea to still. The rage in me to still. Every wave. At your name, Jesus, Jesus. You make the darkness tremble. Thank you.
service. Amen. Well, let's get into the message. Okay, it's called Be Fervent in Spirit. See, this week we're going to take a look at seven principles found in Romans 12 that describes the marks of a true Christian. The intent of studying this passage is not to condemn or lead you to comparison. Instead, let Paul's teaching fill you with a deep transformative longing to wholeheartedly pursue the life of God intends for you. Ask God to help you see yourself as he sees you, to see the grace he's placed upon your life by the blood of Jesus, so that you might walk more fully in the power and anointing of the Spirit. So open your heart to God and let him do a mighty work in you. He is near to you, ready to mold and shape you into a disciple fueled by his incredible love. May you discover God's grace and perspective this week as you examine your life in light of the powerful passage of Scripture. God shares with his disciples an important command in Romans chapter 12, verse 11. Scripture says, "Do not be slothful in zeal, be fervent in spirit, serve the Lord." So do you ever feel slothful in zeal? Here, Paul is talking about feeling sluggish in your relationship with God. He's describing a feeling of laziness, a lack of desire. Do you ever feel like your spirit is anything but fervent? The word fervent here is better translated as boiling over. Do you ever feel like your spirit is more like stagnant water? Let's look today at how we as believers of God can stir up affections for the Lord. Let's make space for God to put the fire under any area of our spiritual life that feels stagnant that might boil over in him. Foundational to understanding Romans chapter 12, verse 11 is the knowledge that God will never ask you to do something or be something without his help. You are never alone in your spiritual growth. Your job is simply to create space in your heart for God to mold and shape you. Your job is to engage with him and let the Spirit teach, lead, and fill you. Your Heavenly Father is near to you. He has a perfect plan to guide you into spiritual growth and fervor. Okay, so in light of that understanding, how can you engage with God and allow him to mold and shape you into a person of greater fervor and zeal? Psalms 19, verse 7 says, "The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul." And Psalms 19, verse 8 says, "The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart." So Scripture makes clear that to be zealous and fervent in your service to God, you must spend time allowing his word to inflame your spiritual fire. Spending time reading about the depths of God's love for his people, the length he will go for you as his child, and the example of lives empowered by the Spirit will certainly fill you with a passion and zeal. When you spend time in God's word, you are not only reading incredible stories, but hearing the voice of your living and active Heavenly Father. Spend time with his word, allowing the voice of God to direct your soul to finding the rest and passion in him. You see, when you spend time with God, you will naturally be filled with desire and passion to serve him. Reflect for a moment on how different you feel when you are inflamed with passion in comparison to feeling slothful. You have the power to choose how you will live life every day. You have the choice to engage with God, read his word, spend time in his presence, and allow him to mold and shape you. You also have the power to live a passionless life. The choice is yours. But know God is faithful to you, to fill you with the Spirit every day if you will make space for him to do so. He has total grace for the times you feel sluggish, and at the same time, he has a perfect plan to lead you out of the state into being fervent in spirit. Engage with God today in prayer. Meditate on his word. Let him fill you with power and anointing of his Holy Spirit. The Message translates Romans chapter 12, verse 11 as saying, "Don't burn out. Keep yourself fueled in a flame. Be alert servants of the Master, cheerfully expectant." May you experience a day in life of cheerfully expectant person fueled and set aflame by the love and leading of God. So spend time meditating on God's word. Choose a passage that will stir up your affections for God. Passages like the high priestly prayer in John 17 are great for encountering God's heart. Secondly, now ask the Holy Spirit to fill you afresh. spend time in God's presence and allow him to fill you with desire to serve him. And Psalm 90, verse 14, satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, that we may rejoice and be glad in all our days. And thirdly, ask the Spirit to show you ways you can serve God today. God has a specific plan to use you today to bring spiritual awakening to those around you. He could have you give someone a gift, encourage someone, pray for someone, or even simply engage in conversation with a stranger. Follow the voice of the Spirit as he guides and directs you today. Okay, finish up the time you spent alone with God today by simply asking his presence to linger with you. Ask him to continually fill you with the flame of his love. Know that wherever you go today, he will be there. Whenever you feel sluggish in spirit, he is there to fill you up. Continually engage with him and live today with his grace and love for your foundation and fuel. I highly suggest that you read Psalm chapter 43. It'll bring this devotional more into life. Amen. Now let's get into the most important question. And that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because you will get a chance to in just a moment. Well, let me ask you, are you tired of going down this long and dusty road, not knowing which way to go or which way is up or down? Okay, or maybe you're feeling like you lack purpose in your life and you need some. Or maybe you suffer from a depression or anxiety. Or maybe you suffer from something worse, an addiction to alcohol or drugs, sexual morality, gambling, or overeating. Whatever the issue may be, the Lord can take it away, but in order to do so, he has to know you. So the question is, do you want to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, dear God, I know that I'm a sinner, and there is nothing that I can do to save myself. I confess my complete helplessness to forgive my own sin or to work my way to heaven. At this moment, I trust Christ alone as the one who bore my sin when he died on the cross. I believe that he did all that will ever be necessary for me to stand in your holy presence. So I thank you that Christ was raised from the dead as a guarantee of my own resurrection. As best as I can, I now transfer my trust to him. I am grateful that he has promised to receive me despite my many sins and failures. So, Father, I take you at your word. And I thank you that I can face death now, that you are my Savior. So thank you for the blessed assurance that you will walk with me through the deepest of valleys. And I want to thank you for hearing this prayer. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said this prayer, we'd like to welcome you into the family of God. We'd like to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. And if you said this prayer, we would like you to call into area code 657-383-1487. That's area code 657-383-1487, and press the 1 key. When you press the 1 key, you'll come on live, and you can tell us that you have dedicated your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I mean, right now, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and all his angels and everyone in heaven is rejoicing that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Okay, so won't you let us rejoice with them? Amen. Well, I got a caller here from 111. Let me take it. Hello, 111, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing there, Pastor? This is Frank.
Hey, Frank, what's up? I haven't heard from you in a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. I'm no longer a chatter. I bought myself an ice cream truck. And I've been making a lot of money.
That sounds good. Even in the wintertime?
Yes, yes. I like the kids, you know. So I've been making money. And sometimes we do videotapes too. But, yeah.
Oh, OK.
Yeah, they like to sing, so I put them on YouTube.
Oh, okay, it sounds good.
Yeah, but any more callers on the line?
Yeah, I got another 111 caller. Let me bring them on and see what you got to say. They evidently didn't have nothing to say.
That was Dick Hopper. Okay. That was Dick Hopper.
Yeah, that was Richard Hopper, yeah.
So how you been, Pastor?
I've been good, Frank. How about yourself?
I've been okay. I heard you and Tony got our enemies now.
No, we're not enemies.
You called yesterday, didn't you?
No, I didn't call yesterday. I didn't call into the show. It was a fake Ken.
I sounded just like you.
Yeah, but it wasn't me.
I've been receiving I still got that Tony Todd blow doll.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, my wife likes it, so I ended up keeping it.
Oh. Okay.
She says she likes Italian men.
Okay.
Even though it has a micro penis.
Oh, well, that's a shame.
Yeah. But yeah, I just called just to say how you doing.
Well, thanks, Frank. I'm doing well. I'm blessed and highly favored. And I've been still doing this program. I plan to keep on doing it as long as I can.
Is that true? Did you join forces with BBF?
No, I didn't join forces with BBF.
Because
that's all fake stuff.
Because I got a letter through the mail, and they wanted me to give a gold or silver packages.
Yeah, well, I don't do that. I don't do that. So that's phony.
Because I don't know. I got the letter from Fontaine Enterprises.
Yeah, I know, but it's phony.
Oh, it's phony?
Yeah.
Okay, we say so. But I did get the platinum.
Well, I'm sorry you're going to be paying $47.81 a month for that.
Yeah, because it says that I get to talk to you anytime if I'm going.
Well, you get to talk
trouble.
To me anytime by calling into my program, okay?
But it actually has your actual phone number on there.
Oh, okay. Well, that's against the law. They're going against the law. What number do they put?
I don't know. I called it once, and I think Tony Farrar answered it, but I don't have the paper with me right now. I'm at work with my ice cream truck.
Yeah.
I'm giving it a tune-up, but I just took some rest, and I wanted to hear your show.
Okay. Well, yeah. Well, keep on listening. Okay, Frank?
All right. Thank you.
All right.
And once again, thank you.
You're welcome, Frank. Okay. Let's bring on the next caller, which is 814. Okay, which I believe is Doug. Hey, Doug, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Ken. How you doing?
Blessed and highly favored. And you?
The same. Yeah.
That's great to hear.
Mm-hmm. What happened last night? Another little blog talk problem?
Yeah. I don't know
what's
going on. Okay.
Yeah. That's what I figured. Oh, well,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah, well, for some reason it wouldn't let me come on.
Yeah. Well, how about that wrestling show we're on? Both of us are on it.
Yeah, I know. It's a bunch of bull.
Yeah. Wow. Talk about a waste of time.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything they can do to discredit us, Gates, it's something they want to do.
Yeah, it's to derail your show off the, you know, to derail it. Just like I told you months ago.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's funny, I guess.
Oh, it's just a bunch of craziness. Yep, just a bunch of craziness.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't got nothing else better to do in life.
I guess not. I have people calling me now since they gave out my number.
People have been calling you?
Oh, yeah. Texting me.
Huh.
I can always change my number.
Yeah, that's true. Was that your cell phone number they gave out, or was it your home?
The same number I call you with, Ken. Come on.
Yeah, I know, but is that your cell phone number?
I was
your
dumb. I was dumb because I called in to Tony, and I should have known. Then he'd have my number. Then I know who's in control of Tony. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. They both put it out. Now I'm having wrestling matches. And, you know, like you.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
They're imitating me now like they've imitated you for a couple years.
Yeah, I know. I was listening to J-Bo's wrap-up show. There was a fake Doug on that.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can tell every time there's like a fake you on there. Quite obvious.
Yeah, I know what that. Okay.
You do say okay a lot.
Yeah, I know. I know. I do. I do say okay a lot, but yeah, I mean, not like that though.
I know. Sorry, I'm laughing. It's ridiculous.
Yep. Well, we got some more callers. Let me see who we got.
Okay.
Okay. Try another one. Hello, 111. Yep. He dropped. Okay. Let's try another one.
Kenny.
Hello, 111, you're on the air.
Hey, Kenny.
Yeah.
I was pretty shocked. How many people have you been engaged to? Because I knew about Joshua Higgins, but
I
know
that
you were married to Lachelle and
man.
Rosie and... I mean,
I'm just saying, I wasn't engaged to her, okay? I was just saying, people thought I was.
Well, I remember long ago, Pastor Kent brought up, he claimed that you were pretty much like a gold digger and that you, like, would promise women that you would marry them and stuff like that and goodness. I mean, it sounds like he was right saying that.
No.
He's been engaged to at least like 4 different people.
No, I'm the only person I've really been engaged to is Tony Farrar.
That what you're saying that you've really been engaged to, so that means that you were just being a gold digger and trying to fleece people out of money or what?
I was never trying to fleece people out of money or nothing. I was never engaged to anybody else.
Why were you officially engaged to people on Facebook then if it wasn't for real? Why would you do such a thing?
Are you talking about with Joshua?
And Pastor Kent said that there was an African-American woman that you were also engaged to, and then you brought up, what's her name, Rosie. She's from the Philippines, I believe. I mean,
yeah, but I was never engaged to her. I was never engaged.
Whole list of people.
Never engaged to them.
Well, I mean, but did they believe that they were engaged to you? Because it sounds like it.
No.
Mm. Well, why did you say that you were then earlier tonight?
I first said Tony Farrar, okay, and then I brought up
right.
some of the other people because some of the people thought I was engaged to them.
Said
okay,
Lachelle Mills and whatever the Rosie chick was. I mean, you said those names, not me or anyone
else.
Yeah,
I said because people thought that.
So you've been engaged to 4, at least 4 people while you were supposedly with Tony F, which I knew that you and Tony F were going through some things and you were trying to save up enough money to move to New York so you could be with Joshua.
No.
I mean,
I wasn't
going
to move to New York, and I
told
Joshua that, and he already knew that.
That's not what you – Kenny, that's that's not – what you were telling Joshua, I was right there hearing it now. I mean, don't lie about that. I'm not moving to New York.
I heard
that with my own ears. I mean,
and I told him I wasn't moving to New York.
Well, you were trying to save up enough money to move to New York. Is what at least you told him. I don't know if you were telling the truth or not, but that is what you said. You know, were saying. And then one time you were trying to save up enough money to move to Atlanta with Wanda because you were sick of Tony F's shit or something. I don't know. But, yeah, I was just confused about that. But you weren't ever, like really engaged to the Rosie chick, the writer.
No, I was never engaged to her or Lachelle or the black chick or –
Why'd you say that you were earlier tonight then?
I said people thought I was.
No, somebody asked you who you were officially engaged to on Facebook, and that's the names that were given.
Yeah, because people thought I was engaged to those people.
What? People didn't think. You're the one that said that you were. People didn't think that or say that. That was by your own admission.
You still can talk here, dog.
Anyway, Bo, you got anything else you want to say?
What? No, I was just confused. That's why I was just asking the question. Doug, how are you doing this evening?
No comment.
No comment. Well, that's not good.
No.
One of those kind of days, huh?
You're just going to put people down and question. I don't need it.
Okay, well, I apologize for,
no, you
for being cordial there. My bad. So anyway, is there any other calls on the line, Kenny?
Yeah, Johnny Longfeather.
All right, heck yeah, bring him on.
Oh, yeah. Hello, Johnny.
Hello, kid. Hello, Bo. Hello, Doug.
Hello.
Well, Johnny, are you confused as I am about this whole who Kenny was engaged to and not engaged to? And I mean, it's just, I'm very confused.
I feel silly because when he and LaShonda Mills got engaged, I sent a gift and I never got it sent back. And it was,
oh goodness.
It was a place setting of, was this $150 place setting for China.
Jesus.
And, well, I mean, it was on their registry.
So
I got
no.
It all over my face now.
We didn't have a registry. We weren't engaged. Okay. And we never.
You telling me that registry that you had at Pottery Barn, that was fake?
We didn't have a registry at Pottery Barn.
Oh.
Sure that wasn't Pottery Works?
I wonder where the dishes went to.
Was that Pottery Works guy? Remember that guy who had a pottery shop and flowers? Oh, boy.
Oh,
you're
talking about Barry?
That's
Barry's flower shop.
That's
okay.
Where I all my flowers and pottery.
Oh, okay. You have a collection there, Doug?
Yeah.
With the pottery collection? Okay. You have a
crab
ball.
Grass.
Have like
some
a
of them
nice
have crabgrass growing in.
You can bring that up again, and I've explained to you that I don't have grass growing.
I don't need you to
right
explain
now.
Nothing to me. I'm just
well,
listening. I'm
up.
Sorry. Goodbye.
Okay. Could you?
I'm just listening.
Could you put the bottle down, or?
I don't have
Doug,
a bottle.
Are you still there, bud?
Hello.
Hello. Doug.
Yeah, I'm here.
Why are you in such a?
No. I'm not here.
Wait,
no.
Why are you
I'm
in such
here.
A mood, man? You're a little short tempered tonight. I mean, why are you like that?
Why am I like what? Short tempered.
Like yeah.
That's because I already listened to you trash talk the shit out of me on the J-Bo wrestling special, dildo on a pole match show. But yeah. But guess what? I'm not all drunked out, so I guess you're lucking out today. I'd be worse.
Well, I mean, are you training up for the big event? Are you, you know, working out? What are you doing to prep you for the event?
I've been training for years, so I don't need to train for nothing.
There you go.
Training by
what?
Lifting bottles up and down to your lips? Or what kind of training are you doing?
I'm not giving you information. Give me information.
You made an infomercial?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what are you selling?
It's an elastic band you wear around your waist that makes you look skinnier. You know, like the one you use.
A plastic bag around your waist?
Elastic.
What the hell?
Band. You know, with like Velcro on it. And you put it around your waist, and then you don't got to suck your fat gut in. Yeah, I made millions from that.
So it's like a gut restraint belt. Does it have a brand name?
A what? A brand
Does it
name?
Have a brand name. Can I find this product on the internet so I can
it's
order?
It's called China.
Okay,
so
the
I
brand
wouldn't be
is
buying
China.
It right now. I wouldn't buy it right now. Anything
right.
That says
called,
China, I wouldn't be buying
is called,
that.
Is it called the Kossoff belt?
No.
Because that's what a Kossoff belt is, something that you wear to, it basically attaches the guitar to your waist and kind of holds it in place.
Oh, that's called a guitar strap.
Then you got your two hands free to pick up bottles of booze in both hands. And the guitar just stays right there.
No, I don't know. I don't get what you're saying there.
Okay.
You might take a swig of a swig off a bottle and play guitar a while, but I don't know about holding it. Come on. You know you're being stupid. But I wouldn't
know
because I'm brain damaged.
I didn't say anything bad about you.
Whoa. Remember I'm Mr. No, brain damaged?
Is it Alfonso that you're set to fight? Or
no, Joe Gibson. Joe Gibson on a dildo on a pole match.
Oh, yeah, dildo on a pole match. But
yeah,
so you're predicting a victory in that, correct?
No, I'm predicting a DQ by shoving the dildo Granger Grover's butt. He's a guest referee.
For goodness.
Do you often dream about that? You often wonder what that would be like to put a dildo up a black homeless man's ass? You wonder about that sometimes?
Well, he's the referee, so I have to do that to get disqualified.
Huh.
See, that wasn't me. So someone else was drinking something.
Your intentions are that you're going to penetrate the referee?
He's looking forward to it.
He's already got the coronavirus. Now he's going to get a dick up his ass or something. Goodness. That's horrible. He's been through enough already since the beginning.
Doug, do you have a condition called alcoholic amnesia?
It's called blackouts, I believe.
Yeah, you kind of forget what you're doing.
Why, do I sound like a whole other person today? Something like that.
Do you ever adopt the name Kossoff and then go into blog talk chat rooms?
Not drinking for a while.
What, Doug, what's your poison, man? You drink hard liquor, is it beers or what?
It's none of your business.
Well, I mean, is it, you know, a Bud Light or what?
I just said it's none of your business.
Probably a whiskey sour.
You don't care to share with us? And I'm
with you. Come on. You're the guy that said I was fucking sheep and all this other bullshit. Remember that?
Well, you brought that up. He didn't bring it up. Nobody's talking about
it. He brought it up. He brought it up then.
Well, see, now we're talking
now
about
Now he's
it.
Trying
now
to act like he's my buddy or some fucking shit.
Your fault.
Doug, I'm just trying to make conversation. Why are you so hostile?
Yeah. Yep.
Because
hostile
it's you, Bo.
I'm just you.
That's why.
I'm
what do you got wrong
with shit, man?
Go.
You can't.
Because of the crap you said to me before. I ain't going to forget it.
Well, what did I say to you before so I can apologize?
I just told you what you said before.
What did I say that offended you, Doug?
Everybody loves Bo. Bo's a friend to everyone, even Ken. Ken hates a lot of people.
I agree. He could be a nice guy if he would drop the bullshit crap.
What? Talking to you?
What?
Screwing animals and things like that.
You brought it up, Doug.
No, I
didn't. Mention it. Today, you did.
I'm reminding what he said to me before.
Okay, well, what did I say
that.
To you before?
I'm just reminding you. I'm not bringing
okay,
it
well,
up.
Okay, well, remind me, because I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Remind me what I said before.
Me and you and Jason were having a conversation.
Okay, and what did I say?
I'm not saying it again.
Fucking
you win,
fucking
troll. You win.
How can
round
I?
Round one. Bing. You
know,
win the
I'm
troll round.
So I can apologize for it. So tell me what it was that offended you that I said. So I can apologize for it.
I already told you a couple times.
Okay, well, tell me a third time.
You win. Round one. Bing. I'm not saying no more about it.
Okay.
Sheep fucking?
Apparently, you don't even know.
Yeah, see, he just said it.
I think it was sheep fucking.
Exactly. Thank you.
Hey.
Well, he already heard me say that. So.
I got a question about life.
Okay, Monk Dollar has a question.
What's the difference between a sheep and a lamb?
Okay, how is this being like a God show?
Yeah.
But this is about one of God's
creations. I
mean,
I don't even hear Pastor Ken saying a word.
Well, he left the room and he went and got a microwave burrito.
No, I didn't go to the microwave burrito. No. I've been here listening to your crap.
That's what it is. It's crap. I don't want to even talk
God,
like this.
God, he's talking about you.
Okay, I know. I agree. I was talking it too.
Okay, well, Doug, what would you like to talk about, Doug?
Is it your show? Why are you asking me?
Anger?
Because I'm trying to be nice.
Yeah, well, it's too late for you and me.
Apparently what Longfeather is talking
it's
about.
It's too late for you and me to ever talk.
Okay.
What
so
about
you would just rather be in a permanent bad mood? Okay. Kenny, is there any other callers on the line?
Yeah, I got a 111 caller, and I got another 814,
hey,
which is fake Doug.
Oh. Maybe we'll have a Doug battle.
It could be real Doug.
Yeah, okay. Or Johnny Longfeather.
I don't think he's going to
John Cougar
Mellencamp. I'm waiting for 15 minutes. 111, you're on the air.
This is Frank Jalesko, Frank the Gender. How are you doing today, Pastor Ken? Real Frank.
I'm doing fine, Frank. How you doing?
Listen, how you doing, Doug? This is a real Frank the Gender.
Yeah,
you
what
got
about it? I never said I was Frank the Janitor.
I never said you're Frank the Janitor. I'm Frank the Janitor.
No,
Frank the Janitor.
No, I don't care who the hell you are.
I don't care who the hell you are, too. I'm just telling you who I am.
Doug is fake.
Doug is fake? What's going on? Why is Doug fake?
Doug calls in here and pretends to be you, Frank. He's been doing it for months.
Yep.
Listen, is that true, Doug? Are you the fake Frank?
Yep.
That's the Glubny guy. Glubny. What's your name?
Glubny.
Oh, you guys are right. He is the fake Frank.
Yep.
Is that right, Pastor Ken?
Doug.
I never thought
no,
it was Frank.
Never called in as Frank. Doug has never called in as Frank.
I used my number and my name.
I just heard another Frank called in. That must be.
Yeah, that was another Frank. That was another Frank. He said he's driving an ice cream truck now.
Yeah, well,
that's right.
That must have been Doug.
No,
I don't know what's going on.
Doug was on the line.
Doug is being
Frank. That call came in.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Doug, it's
a lot of big voices. I guess John.
Frank, I'm sorry about this. This is terrible. I've been meaning to let you know about this, but I haven't been able to. I haven't heard you in forever, and I want you to know that I've been thinking.
I know.
We gotta tell Frank. We gotta tell Frank.
I've been out to see
now
the Bible call. I've been busy working. I've been doing janitor shit. Excuse my French. Okay.
So
all
this guy, Doug, he calls in and says that he's Frank.
No,
he
I don't.
He says that you were hiding in a closet and peeking in the kids' bathrooms.
Yep, I never said any of that.
That's not right.
I've heard the calls.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard it.
Is he the same guy that called it and told you, God got to show and call him a fat fuck? Same guy?
A what?
Who?
A fat fuck. He called him Tony Cook Gaga. Fat fuck.
Who?
I don't. Frank. The fake Frank.
Fake Frank, yeah. He calls him fat.
This is the fake Doug. Or sometimes they call me Sid.
Oh. Well, we got down to the bottom of that. So, Doug's been the fake Frank.
That's
huh?
my last name. Sid Mead. Oh.
Hey, Frank, how's business doing? You doing all right? You getting enough work?
Yeah, listen. Me and Clay Douglas at the Brick and Mortar Show.
Do some Brick and Mortar?
Brick and Mortar. Rick and Morty.
Timothy
okay?
Bible.
I guess
call.
I did kind of take all your right. thing because I said Rick and Morty before.
Listen, the wife still has got the blow up doll, the Tony blow up doll, with the micro penis. She still has that. And
oh yeah, I remember that.
I need to know where the where I can get some new wheels for the tent, the masturbation tent. Wheels are all wore out. Okay.
We gotta ask Dr. Kent.
Johnny Longfellow probably has a whole garage full of them.
Wow. There he goes. A personal insult. That's terrible.
Wow.
No, it was just a suggestion.
Oh,
I
gotta bring Jessica on. Hold on a second. Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Jessica, how are you doing?
All right, how are you, Kenny?
I'm doing okay.
We got fake Kent, we got fake janitor, and we got the real janitor on the line right here.
Nice. Yeah, Doug. Doug, why don't you
Jessica, I didn't know you were a janitor.
No, Doug. Why don't you be more like, less
like
confrontational and a little and get along with people a little bit better. You know, I mean, I don't know why he's so hostile.
Yeah, he just he seems to always have a chip on his shoulder, and I don't know why.
Yeah. You know, they say a hard head makes for a soft ass, Doug.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Doug likes a soft ass, I believe that. Right up the old poop chute.
Oh, I got to bring on Ashley. She calls in. Hey, Ashley,
yeah.
How you doing?
Hey, everyone.
What's going on, Matt?
Huh?
Oh,
wait
sorry.
A minute. Ashley.
Hey, Ashley, I apologize
yeah.
for Doug. He's a little out of season. God bless him. One too many shots.
Yeah, I can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can tell that. Yeah, I'm still a little bit sick, but.
Wait till I win the pole match, then tell me about it.
Oh, yeah. Just wanted to wish everyone who's going to be in the wrestling thing next week best of luck.
Are you going to do the Are you going to do the mid show with your horror circus?
My circus
card
will start
show.
Doug, please quit masturbating while you're on the line, please.
Yeah, I know you think I'm hot and everything, but you don't have to touch yourself on air.
No. That's really funny.
Is this your baby on? Oh, or is he still on? Oh.
The show's over, I guess.
Hey, Doug. That call you made to J-Bo today was kind of disturbing. Is that your... Move? Go to move?
Who are you talking to?
Doug?
He's talking to you.
I didn't say nothing to J-Bo today. He won't let me talk to him.
I thought I heard you heard him take your call. You're talking on there about...
Oh, hey, that was fake. Duh. Can't you tell it was fake? Do you hear my voice? Do you hear that guy's voice? A little different, isn't it?
Not really.
See, I can tell every time you call, Jessica, because it's your voice. People don't call in and fake trying to be you.
Yeah, they only do that to Doug and myself. Okay? Be
and
fake Kenny and fake Doug.
They do that too.
I know, it's funny.
Okay?
I'll be the freak Tony Ferrari.
Did you hear that?
Right, Ken?
Yeah, they always imitate me all the time. I don't know
but
why.
I'm saying they imitate a Tony Ferrari too.
Yeah, Tony Ferrari.
Now they're doing the same thing.
The real king.
They imitated Tony Ford today on Jambo.
Right.
You got any 111 callers?
Oh, yeah.
I know.
That's
on Discord. There's a real Frank.
I listen to
Jambo's
crap.
Yeah, I got a 111 caller here. I'll take it. 111. You're on
the air. Oh, no, this is the real Frank.
Oh, that's...
This is the real Frank Jalesko.
Okay.
I always think
this is
Frank. Dini Loco.
Who's in it? Who's imitating me?
It's Doug is imitating you.
I'm going to look for you, Doug.
It's a brick and mortar.
The freaking mortar.
Yeah, over in Kentucky.
Anyway, there were two Franks. I'm the real Frank Jalesko. I'm the real Frank Jalesko. I got an ice cream truck.
Oh, it's Beanie Jalesko.
It's the real Frank Jalesko. Anyway,
okay.
I got the platinum special from God's Rainbow Ministry 2.0.
Is that the gold-plated Bible?
I got the platinum.
Look, brick and mortar. Brick and mortar. The real Frank's here. Brick and mortar. We all know this is the real Frank.
No, this is the real Frank.
That's an imitation, okay? You know who the real Frank is.
Hey, this is a real Frank Jalesko. If you're the real Frank Jalesko, what is your favorite color?
I thought Frank died. I thought Frank hung himself. You called there and said he hung himself.
Nah, the dog is a flip because we were trying to get Jason, because we were doing an investigation.
Listen, I'm just cleaning my janitor mop. Just give me a second. I'll be back.
Hold on. I got to go clean my ice cream box. I'll be back.
Okay, Frank.
Amen. Great.
I'm getting messages that there are demons laughing in the background.
Hello, turn off your fuzz box.
That...
If you turned off the fuzz box, we could hear what you're saying.
Oh, I think there was another one. I have nothing to do with that, by the way.
Okay. Well, anyway, we got another caller from 111. Let's take it as we're waiting 45 minutes. Okay.
Hopefully it's
okay.
Doug.
One, you're on the air.
Hello, good evening, Pastor Kent. This is Mike Hunt,
man.
Personal trainer.
How you doing, Mike?
Hi. Hey, I wanted to let everybody know that there is a wonderful new weight loss diet. It's called the Doug Diet. Doug has had great results because he's constantly drunk and throws up 3 times a day, and it's great for weight loss.
Wow, so that's really funny, but untrue, so go on, funny lady.
Well, the ignorance is at a high level, but the body fat is at a low level. Congratulations, Doug, you've made the grade. You're in great shape, although your intellect has suffered.
He's ready for his cage match.
Yes. Now, the next question
Actually,
is...
I'm not that small or skinny or fat. How do you like that, lady?
The next question, Doug, will Doug be wearing the Ram Ranch cowboy hat in the match.
Ooh.
If I get paid enough money, I will do that.
Okay. I also heard a report from Uncle Tony that Doug will be cleaning the ring between each match with Tony Talk jizz rags for all the jizz stains. Will you be on your hands and knees scrubbing away?
Only if Ashley helps me.
That's your job.
She's going to be my manager.
No, I'm not.
Of course. We already said you were.
No, you didn't.
Okay. My bad. Sorry.
Doug talk, no dies.
Okay. Well, anyway, listen,
Break
guys. I want to thank you for everybody for calling in. Okay, tonight. Right. Ashley, Mike.
Get ready for the match.
Hey, Doug. Bogart.
Thanks, Ken.
Jessica. Fake Doug. Frank. Frank. Hey, thanks everybody
thanks,
for calling
Doug.
In. And Johnny
thanks,
Long.
Thanks, Doug.
Calling in. Don't forget, tomorrow night we're going to have another show of Purpose Gospel Radio. Okay, starting at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Okay, have a blessed night, everybody. And bye-bye.
Yeah. Brick and mortar. Brick and mortar.
Brick and mortar,
everybody. Bring him order. Okay, bye.
Dildo on a pole.
Dildo on a pole.
Bring him order. All right, bring him order.